And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Military experts say drones struck inside Russia's border with Ukraine Tuesday in the second day of attacks, exposing the vulnerability of some of Moscow's most important military sites. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russian authorities will take the necessary measures to enhance the protection of key facilities. Russian bloggers, who generally maintain contacts with officials in their country's military, criticized the lack of decisive or defensive measures. Meanwhile, speaking after a meeting with Australian diplomatic and defense leaders, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that the West remains committed to helping Ukraine defend itself.
We've spent well over $19 billion in providing security assistance to Ukraine. We have, in addition to that, engaged allies and partners routinely to get them to provide assistance as well.
In a new display of defiance, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled near the front line in the eastern Donetsk region. Marking Ukraine's Armed Forces Day, he vowed to push Russian forces out of all Ukraine's territory. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is attending a pair of regional summits in Saudi Arabia this week amid efforts to kickstart economic growth weighed down by strict anti-COVID-19 measures. The foreign ministry said Wednesday that Xi will attend the inaugural China-Arab States Summit in a meeting with leaders of the six nations that make up the Gulf Cooperation Council in the Saudi capital of Riyadh. His state visit to Saudi Arabia will end on Saturday. This is VOA News. The U.S. has approved of $425 million in arms sales to Taiwan. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The Biden administration has signed off on two new significant arms sales to Taiwan in approvals that are sure to rankle China. The State Department says it has approved sales worth more than $425 million of spare aircraft parts to Taiwan to support its fleet of F-16 fighters, C-130 transport planes, and other U.S.-supplied weapons systems. The sales were announced just weeks after President Joe Biden met with his Chinese counterpart for talks in Indonesia, in which China's increasingly aggressive behavior towards Taiwan was a major issue. China has roundly condemned previous U.S. arms sales to Taiwan and is expected to react similarly to this new announcement. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A man blew himself up Wednesday at a police station on Indonesia's main island of Java in what appeared to be the latest in a string of suicide attacks in the world's most populous Muslim nation. The police chief said a man entered the police station with a motorcycle and detonated explosives as police were lining up for morning assembly. West Java police spokesperson Ibrahim Tampo said that the man was entering the station when he detonated the explosive, instantly killing himself and an officer. Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock won the Georgia runoff against Republican Herschel Walker. AP correspondent Norman Hall with details.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock defeated Republican challenger Herschel Walker in a Georgia runoff election, ensuring Democrats an outright majority in the Senate for the rest of President Joe Biden's term. With Warnock's second runoff victory in as many years, Democrats will have a 51-49 Senate majority, gaining a seat from the current 50-50 split with John Fetterman's victory in Pennsylvania. There will be divided government, however, with Republicans having narrowly flipped House control. Walker, a football legend who first gained fame at the University of Georgia and later in the NFL in the 1980s, was unable to overcome a bevy of damaging allegations, including claims that he paid for two former girlfriends' abortions. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials say thousands of police have carried out a series of raids across much of Germany against suspected far-right extremists who allegedly sought to overthrow the state in an armed coup. Federal prosecutors said about 3,000 officers conducted searches at 130 sites in 11 of Germany's 16 states. They said that 22 German citizens were detained on suspicion of membership in a terrorist organization. Three other people, including a Russian citizen, are suspected of supporting the organization. The suspects were aware that their aim could only be achieved by military means and force. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.